the experienced pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Yo!
Okay, all right, so Eric is in his complete happy place. He's got a mouthful of chicken wings
and
his favorite kumquat in the studio, Pam Atherton.
Oh, yes.
We do have a full studio today.
Oh, my gosh.
It is the Food Channel. I think that is Eric's secret dream, is to host his own food radio show, maybe television show, program. He wants to travel the world.
Keep talking.
You want to keep talking. All right. Well, in the studio with us is Chef Tim Ziegler, Chef Zig, the chef behind the chefs. For more than 25 years, he has immersed himself into the world of spices.
Spicy.
It's really a fun place to be. There's a lot happening in spices, and it's great to get out there and work with chefs and show them what the flavors are about.
Well, and you, Chef, you brought in these chicken wings, which... score number one, favorite food.
Thank you.
And second of all, I smelled them first because, you know, I aroma, we eat with our eyes, we eat with our nose, we eat with everything. And there, I noticed a little cinnamon.
Absolutely.
And I thought, well, that's different.
I gave you two wings. I gave you a balsamic chicken wing, a balsamic poultry rub that they use that uses a balsamic vinegar powder.
I'd rub that on anything.
It's awesome stuff. You can put it on fish.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Put it on my
asparagus.
Arm if
you
could.
It's really amazing.
I was going to say, let's be careful.
And then what you're tasting the cinnamon in is a recipe we call a Bangkok Thai.
Yeah.
And so it has a curry with a little bit of cinnamon in it, a little bit of honey powder for some sweetness, and a little bit of sesame seed that adds that savory note to it.
Yeah. What got you into starting with these?
It's a long story, but I've been doing spices about 26 years because these fat little fingers do not decorate food. They don't have that manual dexterity that ice carving and cocoa painting, you know, that kind of chef.
Sure.
But flavor I know.
All right. Flavor,
every ounce of this was professionally acquired. And so flavors are what I've been doing for a long time and work with some of the best chefs in the region and nationally and do recipe and flavor development for them. I'm the chef behind the chefs.
You read a lot, you know, as we're trying to be healthier these days, the spices that we're using really are coming more into play as we're trying to eliminate some fats and high cholesterol items. We're now really reaching into our spice cupboard to improve the flavors. But there's a lot of confusion and a lot of stuff sometimes mixed into those spices that, I don't know, maybe we might have allergies to.
All allergens have to be declared, but if you look at the typical ingredient statement on a spice packet, one of the things you're going to notice is that I don't have to disclose the recipe to you, but I do have to tell you about anything that's artificial, anything that has nutritive value to it, any of the allergens, the 8 allergens that are recognized by the FDA.
Is there soy in this? It doesn't look like it.
There's no MSG. So I use no MSG in the blends. I use no dyes, no artificial ingredients. No.
Is MSG code for soy?
MSG is
monosodium glutamate, right?
It's an amino acid, right?
Right.
And it has an umami effect on your palate.
Right.
Wonderful flavor enhancer. You go on the web and you'll find 20,000 websites that'll say MSG is the worst thing that's ever happened to the palate.
Yeah.
You find 20,000 websites that say it's the best thing that ever happened. I worked for interned for a chef who said Ziegler. There's nothing wrong with MSG. The Chinese have been using it for 4,000 years. Shut up. And so Hartmut was quite convinced that MSG was a wonderful flavor. It occurs naturally. It occurs naturally in tomatoes, naturally in Parmesan cheese, naturally in mushrooms.
Now, Chef, hold on for just a minute because you know Pam Atherton is here, and you talk about umami. Umami. this woman has a palate that is more refined than most people I've ever known. And she says, I'll only have something that you make, Eric, if you put saffron in it. So I just went out to the store to go buy saffron. That stuff's expensive.
It really is.
Why are those little petal doohickeys, the stamens?
Things cost what they cost for a reason.
They're the male parts of a flower.
Right. And there's three of them per Crocus sativa, which is the flower that's made, saffron is grown. About 90% of the world's crop comes from Iran. And the balance 10% from Afghanistan and Spain.
Really?
It is a crop that's used by families to increase their free dollars for kids' education, typically. And so saffron is a hand-handled, hand-picked item and hand-roasted. The thread that comes out of the three little flowers.
Right.
There's one between each flower.
Yeah.
And you separate the flowers from the stigmas. 7,000 of those threads per an ounce of saffron.
Right.
That's why it's so expensive. Can you imagine picking 7,000?
Can you imagine the male parts of that many flowers?
It is. God made saffron to go with rice.
Yes.
Tim, what do you recommend the shelf life to be on spices that we purchase? Like, how soon should we be using them?
Typically within a year to 2 years. The use of whole spices, there's less surface area, and so there's less oxidation of the volatile oils within the spice. So you want to use a whole product, grind it prior to use. A lot of chefs are roasting their spices now and grinding them and then using them. Garam masala, you mentioned, Eric, that's a great flavor profile that uses that.
I use that.
We roast spices for chefs and doing proprietary blending for them. It's a fascinating ingredient. About 1.5% of a restaurant's food cost is in spicing.
Wow. All right, so I got one last question for you. Angel loves her ice cream, right?
Okay.
And I say, you know, well, what do you want? Do you want the butter pecan? Do you want the mint chip? She says, I prefer vanilla. And why is that the most expensive? It's the most plain ice cream out there.
And it's the least expensive. Now, pure vanilla.
Oh, using I don't want that cheap vanilla.
No,
ice
wants
cream.
Pure
vanilla.
No imitation stuff.
And the extraction of the bean and the little bitty seed, you get a tremendous flavor. Vanilla is essential in the production of chocolate as well as in ice cream. And so vanilla is very expensive because of how much we like it.
Right.
But why is it in cheap ice cream? Because it's artificial vanilla.
Yeah, that's
I can
see,
taste
we
the
don't
difference
do that.
There.
There's a huge difference.
Even when you buy the vanilla extract at home,
pure
there's a big
extract,
difference. Right. Imitation just almost tastes like sugar water to me. Like, doesn't really have that vanilla flavor.
Do you ever pick up wood notes in an artificial vanilla? A lot of it is made from wood pulp.
Oh, see, now you're getting fancy.
And so,
yeah, exactly.
But there's more pure vanilla labeled and consumed than is produced worldwide. You explain that to me. Mm. Because spice adulteration has happened for thousands of years.
I'm against adulteration.
Yeah. And so.
But he's not against spice.
No.
And anything he can do to spice it up is good. Mm-hmm. All right, Chef Zig, how do we follow you and stay in touch with all the yummy stuff that you've
got
going on?
You can find my Facebook page, Chef Zig, and then chefzig.com, so ZIEG.com. I work for Italco Food Products. I do flavor and recipe development for them, and we work with thousands of the best chefs in the country.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for coming in today and for all the goodies.
No, not alone.
Thanks for the chicken.
Great. I appreciate your time.
Love it. Love it. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk coming up next. You're listening to Angel and Eric and Pam.
Yay!
On the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.